Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Bruno, Chief of Police, by Martin Walker, narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie, and directed by Abigail McHugh. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Walker & Watson Limited. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books. Benoît Corrège is a policeman in a small French village where the rituals of the café still rule. Bruno, as he is affectionately nicknamed, may be the town's only municipal policeman, but in the hearts and minds of its denizens, he is chief of police. Rarely having to exercise his power, however, Bruno is about to come face to face with one of the darkest chapters of French history. And now, Bruno, Chief of Police.
Chapter 1. On a bright May morning, so early that the last of the mist was still lingering low over a bend in the Vézère River, a white van drew to a halt on the ridge that overlooked the small French town. A man climbed out, strode to the edge of the road, and stretched mightily as he admired the familiar view of Saint-Denis. The town emerged from the lush green of the trees and meadows like a tumbled heap of treasure. The golden stone of the buildings, the ruby-red tiles of the rooftops, and the silver curve of the river running through it. The houses clustered down the slope and around the main square of the Hôtel de Ville, where the council chamber, its mairie, and the office of the town's own policeman perched above the thick stone columns that framed the covered market.